Hi, this is David Stockton with Stockton Mortgage, the official mortgage provider for KSR. Headquartered in Kentucky with local service and local decisions, we've been helping people finance their homes for 20 years, and we would like to help you too. Purchase or refinance, if you have not taken advantage of these historically low rates, you could be missing out on substantial savings. These low rates will not last forever, so go to Stockton.com or call 888-914-2276 to get started. NMLS number 8259, Equal Housing Lender.
Talk Radio 1080. Welcome to Hour 2 of Kentucky Sports Radio, presented by Stockton Mortgage. Now, here's Matt Jones.
Welcome back. Hour number 2, Kentucky Sports Radio, 502-571-1080. Text machine 772-774-5254. We'll have Tyler Hero on in the final segment here at KS Bar and Grill, where you can come have lunch. The door's just open. Come on in, get some food. Food, folks, and fun.
Is that the motto?
I think that was McDonald's motto a long time ago. But
I got to tell you something. I recently tried the veggie burger here at KS Bar. It's awesome.
Oh, I used to get it all the time.
It's really
good. The Impossible
good.
Burger?
Yeah.
What made you get the veggie burger before you went to Waffle House last night?
Well, the guy I was with ordered it, and I said, I've never tried it. And he said, well, you should try one with me. So I said, okay, let's do it.
And it was good?
It was really good.
Was it impossible?
It was blew my mind impossible.
Well, good. Well, there you go. You're becoming a vegan right before our eyes. Some TV shows that are Southern. Mama's Family.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Designing Women. Hee-Haw.
How do we not think of that?
Hee-Haw Division.
Oh, you have to have a Hee-Haw Division.
In the Heat of the Night.
Is that? I didn't realize that was a Southern show.
Mississippi.
Right? Mississippi.
Dallas. If we're taking these Texas schools, we've got to have a Texas.
Give them a little recognition, yeah, for their
Walker
division.
Walker, Texas Ranger.
Ugh. Yes. Another good one.
Green Acres. I love Green Acres.
I did, too. As,
place to be.
Duck Dynasty.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a stretch.
What's the best TV show ever set in Kentucky?
Hey, Kentucky.
I
hey, Kentucky was
yeah.
very. Has there been a very popular TV show set in Kentucky?
What was the one recently that was supposed to happen in Harlan and Lexington was only like.
Justified. That may be the answer.
Justified would be the
Justified is probably the answer. I can't think of another one that was successful that was set here. Justified's a great answer. They had one recently, wasn't it, where it was like supposed to be a choir director in a small town or something?
Oh, yeah. That was, what was the name of that?
I don't know,
but I know what you're talking about.
I never saw that one.
I don't think it worked.
Yeah.
I mean, Ryan joked, but the Turtle Man show, that was
a reality show. Were there any other sort of fiction shows that were set in Kentucky?
There was one recently.
Well, that's what we just said. There was one that was the choir director. Yeah.
Queen's Gambit.
That's what I was getting ready to say, yeah.
Queen's
the Netflix
Gambit,
show.
Good call. Yeah. That's a really good call. So we've had two popular ones recently.
Yeah.
Justified's the answer, though.
Sure.
Definitely.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, 502-571-1080. Before you get back to the phone, let's go over a couple things. The SEC announced earlier this week that if a team doesn't have enough players due to COVID-19, they have to forfeit. You think they'll stick with that?
I noticed Alabama was pretty quick to hit their number.
That's right, they did.
And 6 of the 14 schools have hit their number. Kentucky is not one of them, although Mark Stoops says he thinks they will be by the time the season starts.
Yeah, I think what he said is we have a ways to go, but we'll hit it by the time the season starts.
I like the confidence. They haven't been vaccinated yet, but when it comes down to it, we're making them.
We're going to wrestle them to the ground.
I bet Nick Saban just rolled in the vaccine cart and said everybody get in line. Not even discussion. Just
I agree.
We're doing this.
Listen, I said on ESPN Radio when this whole thing started, I was like, I can tell you one group that I know is getting vaccinated, the Alabama football team.
Yes.
Really, one of the least vaccinated states in the country has the most vaccinated football team.
But are you surprised?
Not at all. I bet it wasn't even a conversation.
He was like, right there it is. Go.
In or out.
Do you think they'll actually make – Alabama won't have to forfeit. They've already got it. But would they make LSU forfeit a game?
Well, they said, they weren't going to do any makeup games this year, and it would just go down as a forfeit.
So they've given them plenty of heads up. I think they'll follow through with it.
So if a team, like since we're using LSU as an example, if they get in that situation, they're going to just pull up freshmen or walk-ons just to play. Man, they're not going to just forfeit a game for that, are they?
I mean, one would not think so. But, I mean, like – we're going to talk later about the Olympics, but, you know, the Olympics have a situation. They already have 90 people who've been associated something with the Olympics who've gotten tested positive.
It's that high now?
I mean, it, You know, they're still saying they might cancel the Olympics today.
The ceremonies are tomorrow.
Well, the ceremonies are
tonight,
in the middle of the night. And they're already saying, look, we might cancel the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's already started, for goodness sakes. The softball has already started.
Yeah, but they've left it open that they can cancel it if it gets to be a widespread outbreak.
It's kind of hard to imagine it won't, though. I mean, with all these people in one place.
Living together.
I don't know. But back to the football thing for a second. I agree with you. I don't think anybody will let it get to that point. They'll just play. I mean, they'll have an open tryout. If they'll be like when I was at Duke Law School and there was an ad in the paper, do you want to kick against Florida State this week? Which I still – and they when somebody did. I told that before.
Yeah, uh-huh.
They ended up getting the backup kicker out of the school student newspaper to kick against Florida State that week.
Did he actually kick in the game?
I don't know if he got in or not, but they made a big deal about the kid. He just went and he was a soccer player, and he was like, they were like, all right, you're on the team.
Crazy.
But I think they do. They're not going to forfeit.
No.
Yeah, and I feel like when you get in the locker room and you're talking about your goals for the year, there will be a pressure, even if the coach isn't telling you, you won't want to be the guy that could potentially ruin it. So I think all teams, just the players on their own, will eventually come around just because they know. I mean, you wouldn't want to be – say you're on a team that's rolling and you're the guy that ruins it all.
Peer pressure is the number one. I mean, there will be some people who won't do it, but you would have to really feel – like, here's the way I look at it. I think there's a lot of people who have not gotten vaccinated who they don't really care if they get vaccinated or not. They just – it's not a priority to them. You know what I mean? It's not that they're against it. I think it's especially true of young people. They just don't think anything about it, and they're just like, whatever.
Uh-huh.
But when the whole team is doing it, that will make them go do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All these teams will probably have one or two guys who are just like, I'm not doing it. But the thing is, if 90-some percent of them take it, that person will probably end up all right anyway.
And if I understand it correctly, it's not just the forfeiting. Like, if you're not at 80%, you have a whole different set of testing.
Well,
it'll just be difficult on you the whole season.
What they have to do every day.
Yeah.
Like, when you get to 85%, the team doesn't have to do tests every day. I can see a lot of teams just wanting to – I mean, a lot of these guys have gotten tested every day for a year and a half.
Wow.
And if you find out, hey, if 85% of us get this, we don't have to do that anymore, I think they're going to want to do that.
Just for that reason alone, and not go through that hassle.
Because you're increasing your chances of, I mean, anyone could test positive. If you're,
if you're under 80
and you're welcome to test you every day, I mean, that's an issue in itself.
Well, that's the other thing. If you don't have to test every day, you might not have to forfeit because they may not even know who's got it.
That's why, like, every team, by the time the season kicks off, even if the coach doesn't have to say it, those guys will know. You don't want to go through the protocols that are different because your team didn't get to 80%.
I was surprised Stoops was like, I mean, we'll have it. He wasn't like, we might have it. He said, we'll have it.
Absolutely, matter-of-factly, he said that way.
Mike Leach wasn't as open about it yesterday. Did you watch him?
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah. He's probably against it because it's his assistant coach that just came out and said he wasn't taking it. The Washington State guy?
Oh.
That's going to be a huge hassle. Because, you know, Washington State's a very liberal campus, and that dude refusing to take it, you want to talk about something that's going to blow up, just watch that. But go ahead, what were you going
to
say?
You'd think if a football player wants to play, he's going to class, he's going to Chick-fil-A, he's going to Tally Ho, he's going to all these places. If he gets in contact with somebody who has it, he's got to quarantine for 2 weeks and miss practice, miss playing time. So you'd think he'd do it just to protect his own
playing ability. I think almost everybody will do it.
Yeah.
But if you're like Washington State, you have a coach who doesn't do it, then you might not. The Seattle Kraken started last night.
What is that?
Do you know what sport that is?
No, no idea.
I know.
You don't know what sport that is?
Seattle Kraken?
Kraken.
No idea.
It's an expansion hockey team.
Okay.
They had a hockey draft last night for the Seattle Kraken. Each team got to protect four players, and everybody else, every other roster was open
for them
to pick people.
Yeah.
And they picked their team last night.
Really?
Yes.
They start playing next year?
Start playing next year. So they picked one. They got to pick one guy off every team, and that becomes their team.
Wow. That's actually kind of cool.
So they picked I think, one star. The thing is, I mean, a lot of teams left their stars open, but they knew they wouldn't pick them because they don't want to spend so much of their salary cap.
Uh-huh.
But they picked one star. I think they picked a young star goalie. That was the
for first pick. I think I remember the Seattle Mariners baseball team did something like that when they That was like in the late 70s. Yeah.
So, I mean, but we've had expansions since then.
Yeah. I think that process of how to pick your roster, I think I like that.
Well, that's what it's always done.
Handpick one guy off each team.
I mean, they do it different ways every time, but you're always taking from other people's teams. But they ended up picking, and they had each pick was announced by someone in the, like Marshawn Lynch did it. They brought Sean Kemp back. Really? Like all these people with Seattle ties.
Sean Kemp struggled with the name he had to read. I don't even remember who it was, but he's been getting killed on the internet for that. And not
he did
really
have a hard time saying it.
And not really fitting into his Kraken shirt very well. That's the most.
He's a big
takeaway.
Man.
I saw that. I felt like they could have gotten him a Kraken shirt that fit.
Yeah,
I mean,
they set him up from the beginning. I'm sure they have their
run of merchandise now. It feels like they could have got him a shirt that fit.
I like their merchandise and their colors. It's a little too far away to be a fan, but I might pull a U and get a Kraken hoodie.
You know what Kraken is?
It's a sea monster.
Yeah, it's from that Release the Kraken from Game of Thrones.
Yeah, oh, is it on Game of Thrones?
I think it's on Game of Thrones, isn't it?
I know a Kraken's a sea monster. I can't remember if Game of Thrones specifically said it, but yeah.
The phrase is Release the Kraken. I think it's Game of Thrones. But anyway, but that was kind of – I actually watched some of it. I didn't know any of the players.
Yeah.
But I liked the fact that they had one of the guys, like the guy that throws the fish. He threw a fish and was like, we pick blah, 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 and just threw the fish. I like that they did all that.
Yeah, celebration of a new franchise coming to town.
I thought that was
kind of
cool. You know, we might get that one day in Louisville. You know, we'll do it, and we'll pick them, and what would – you know, they'll have a guy on a horse.
Ryan will be Sean Kemp with a T-shirt too.
Have Darryl Isaacs the hammer there with his hammer.
Somebody with bourbon. They'll have a baseball bat.
Yeah.
Jack Harlow will make a pick.
Jack Harlow.
That's right.
Colonel Sanders dressed up lookalike guy.
So, I mean, it was kind of neat to see. Who's next, Shane?
Let's give John Short another try.
John Short, are you awake?
I'm right here.
You played that. That's not him.
I don't know what's going on with him.
I don't know what's going on with him either. Right.
Let's try Taylor.
Okay. Taylor, go ahead, Taylor.
Yeah, it's just touching base on the realignment. I mean, for football, I mean, why would we not want to play better teams? I mean, if you want to be the best, you got to play the best. And not only that, it's going to open up. I think it would open up more possibility of recruiting because now you've just solidified yourself as you're the best football conference. You know, you've got these Texas guys. If they're not going to Texas or Texas A&M, I mean, they still want to play those guys. So I think it does a lot of good for Kentucky, even though it makes it harder for the schedule. If we want to get in the top 12 and play in that playoff one day, we got to get there.
Well, it will help, and I appreciate the call. With the playoff, I mean, there's a very good chance if this happens, half the playoff will be from the SEC.
Just make the playoff the SEC. To his point about there's truth. I mean, it won't be fun to look up and see Alabama on the schedule a lot, but like Texas isn't recruiting Ohio. So Stoops' plan to go to Ohio and say you can be part of this conference will only get stronger in some of these areas they tap into that the other SEC schools aren't. It's just a little scary to think what the schedule
might be.
Yeah,
it won't really change much for us recruiting-wise. I mean, I think the argument we make, which is, hey, people in Ohio, people in Michigan, people in Kentucky, do you want to play in the best conference? We'll still be making that argument, I think, again.
And now the argument's just even better because you've added more big teams and more attention and more money and everything else.
To his point, though, you know, if we're at that point like we have a good team this year.
Well, let me ask you. Let me just ask the three of you all. Let's assume we lose Mississippi State and a terrible team because that's probably what we're looking at. We're losing Mississippi State and Chattanooga to add Alabama and Auburn. Or to add Texas and Oklahoma. Do you like that?
No.
You'd rather play Mississippi State and Chattanooga?
Yes.
No, I'm being serious. You would?
I would.
Okay, would you rather play Mississippi State and Chattanooga, or would you rather play Auburn, Alabama, Texas, Oklahoma?
It's tough because it will hurt the record, but I just think about those Saturdays, even though when you're going to be a big underdog, Alabama's in town. We're sitting in front of KS Bar. How fun would that be compared to Chattanooga every year? So I almost lean the bigger opponents in marquee games, even though it'll probably hurt the schedule a little bit, hurt the record, and hurt the program.
Right, so
but it makes for a lot more fun.
One vote for Alabama-Auburn, one vote for Mississippi State-Chattanooga. What about you, Shane?
I don't know about you guys, but I like winning. So give me the teams that I have the best chance of beating.
Yeah, it's just those Chattanooga games. No one's there.
See, I go Alabama-Auburn, and here's why. I'm going to be honest with you. Charles Booker, here's why. We're not winning the national title.
Not with an attitude like that, we're not.
I hope we do. Vince Merrill, if you're listening, I'm sorry. But I don't think we are. So I want to have enjoyment, right? And the enjoyment is beating Texas here. I mean, beating Chattanooga, if we finish 7-5 or 8-4 and we beat Chattanooga or lost to Texas, what difference does it make in the grand scheme of life?
Doesn't.
It doesn't. But that time we beat Texas, we're going to remember.
Yeah.
And we'll beat them. It'll happen.
And we'll beat them.
We'll beat consistently.
So, listen, if I thought we could win the national championship, but this kept us from it, well, maybe I'd be like, no. But we're not. So I want to enjoy the season, and I'll enjoy the season more playing Texas and Oklahoma than I will Mississippi State and Chattanooga.
So we're split 2-2. Yeah. Got to call Bobby Bones.
Bobby's excited because he wants Texas-Arkansas back.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
So what do you think? You happy about it or not? 502-571-1080. We'll take a break. Be right back. It's KSR.
To talk to Matt Jones and the crew, call the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line at 502-571-1080 or 1-877-904-1080. Or send us the Kentucky branded KSR tweet of the day by tweeting Matt at KY Sports Radio.
Alabama, Arkansas. Big Blue and you. Kentucky Sports Radio on Talk Radio 1080.
All right, so Release the Kraken is from Clash of the Titans. I know the is he from Middlesbrough? I think he is. So not from from Game of Thrones.
I didn't think that registered from Game of Thrones, but
Clash of the Titans. The name, there's a TV show set in Louisville called Call Me Cat.
Yeah, that's the one I was referring to.
What is that about? I don't know that show.
She just lives in Louisville and she owns like a coffee house. It's not that great of a show.
It stars Blossom?
Oh, I've seen that show. Blossom's in it.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be in Louisville?
Yeah.
Apparently.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
A lot of Kentucky and Louisville references.
Speaking of shows, I'm all in on White Lotus. First two episodes are on HBO Max. Highly recommend it. I always try to keep it because I know families listen. There's one scene that you'll know when it's coming. You might look away. There's a lot of Steve Zahn on screen.
Oh, a lot of Steve Zahn.
Too much Steve Zahn. I read an article, though, that he had a fill-in for it. Well, I wondered. I know Steve, and I was a little surprised. Would Steve, like, you know, turns out.
No, he didn't.
They had a stand-in.
I get called to do that all the time.
Okay, that's plenty. Thank you very much. Put that to the side. Great show.
Is it?
It's about a group of people. They go to this Hawaiian resort and stuff happens. Well, I mean, in the first scene, you find out that someone died. So you, as you're watching, you know someone has died. And this is the week leading up to whenever the person.
Oh, okay.
It's great. It's got Steve Zahn. You know, now that we know him, it's cool to see. And he's got a big role. He's like the dad, you know. It's got Connie Britton. You know what I'm talking about from Friday Night Live?
Yeah, you know
Nashville.
Connie Britton.
You know Connie
Britton. You saw her.
I have to look her up.
Redhead.
It's got Stifler's mom.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
She's in there. She's great. It's got a dude, the young woman that's the fiance, like they're on their honeymoon. I love her. What else has she been in? I don't know her name, but like she's been in it. She was in True Detective.
I don't know how to pronounce her last name, but it's like Alexandra Daddario.
I've always liked her. She's in it. She's married to a guy who's just a complete jerk. The guy that plays him's great, being a jerk. They got two snot-nosed kids that are good. Steve Zahn does. It's really, really good. I genuinely think everyone like it. First episode is good, little slow. The second episode is great, and that's all that's out so far.
Yeah, I'm excited to watch it. I saw it on there and just haven't gotten around to it. I'll be starting soon. But I feel like we're finally getting TV shows back after a year of kind of not a lot of new stuff. This is leading us into the fall a little bit.
So White Lotus.
White Lotus.
Highly recommend. I would even go so far as to say if once Drew catches up to it, we're talking about it on this show as it goes.
Okay.
So third episode comes out Sunday. I'll just say by Tuesday, you have to have watched it because we're going to talk about it.
I'll probably watch both tonight.
Yeah, I watched them both last night. Steve Zahn, there's a scene where they're at the dinner table and Steve Zahn's talking, and I'm sure I laughed more because we know him, but he is hilarious to me. Everything about – by the way, how old do you think Steve Zahn is in real life?
Late 40s?
How old do you think he is?
That's a good guess. Late 40s.
Shannon, what do you think?
Early 50s.
53 years old.
Is he?
When did he get to be 53?
No kidding.
But
it's a good 53.
Stifler's mom's great in it, too.
But she's like a comedy actress. Does she play that in this show, too?
Jennifer Coolidge, is that her name?
Jennifer Coolidge. She plays what she always plays.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, she's
You'll
always...
probably guess the role.
She's always the person she is in that. She played... Have you seen Best in Show?
No.
You've seen
Definitely,
Best? Yes. She plays the same kind of thing she plays in Best in Show, so...
Well, I'm excited. Ted Lasso, second season.
I know.
Tomorrow,
I can't wait
tomorrow
for Ted
right?
Lasso. Tomorrow.
Yeah. Tomorrow night.
Yeah, apparently I missed an email. They sent an email where they were going to let me watch it 2 weeks in advance so I could talk about it, and I never saw it.
Oh, bummer.
So I'm just going to watch it with everybody. It comes out tomorrow?
Is that one, I can't remember, do they drop it all at once or do you have to wait?
Drop it all at once.
Okay, yeah, that'll be done by Saturday morning then.
Yeah, I can't wait. It's going to be good. Who's next, Shannon?
Richard.
Richard, how are you, Richard?
How's it going, buddy? Woo-ha. I'm Lenny's brother. I met you guys up there at the volleyball girls signing, I believe. Matt, I mean, you and Drew, if I'm correct.
All right.
Met you a couple
you guys
times, yeah.
Doing? Yeah. Doing good. Nice to talk to you. What do you got?
I was calling about the expansion. I think it'd be awesome for the conference. And then by default, everybody has to recruit with that. Y'all are definitely in the game. If they're looking at Texas, they got to be looking at you guys, right, saying they're in that conference.
I don't know if you're looking at Texas for football. You necessarily are certainly looking at us, but I do think it'll open up that state. And if we hire somebody with some ties there, maybe you can start getting some players from there.
Yeah, I think it'd be a huge, definitely. Football is going to be a powerhouse, especially with those two schools. They always are. And basketball, like you said, it'd be the next big rivalry.
I mean, I think that's the thing, and I appreciate the call. We tend to talk about football, but I think we could see Kentucky-Texas as being the basketball rivalry, and that would be great. Now, since Billy left Florida, we haven't had that consistently. You might have it with Texas. We'll take a break. Come back. It's KSR.
Now, more of Kentucky Sports Radio, presented by Stockton Mortgage. Here's Matt Jones.
She was in this video, too, wasn't she?
I don't know.
Yes.
Was she?
I think she was.
She may have been. I can't remember.
I'm looking at that. I feel like that was her. Maybe not.
Well, we'll act like she was. She's good in it. You're going to like it. But the Steve Zahn scene will throw you off.
I'll just maybe fast forward through that one, you think?
It's only like 5 seconds, but...
She wasn't Stacy's mom.
It's 5 long seconds. TrustedChoice.com is shopping for insurance. It's a place to go. They're an independent agent, and they're just a click away. They have an agent in your city who will help you determine your coverage needs and do the insurance shopping for you. More options, better value, and locations near you. It's TrustedChoice.com. Have you been balling on a budget? We'll get big insurance coverage in your price range at TrustedChoice.com. A customized plan at the lowest rate with a click of a button. Go to TrustedChoice.com. We're at KS Bar. People coming in for lunch. Got a nice little crowd here this morning of folks. Thursday, Saturday, everybody, OVW live and free here in Lexington.
Right.
Courtesy, what do they call
Acura.
It? Courtesy
Acura. Courtesy on wheels.
Courtesy on wheels out there next to the mall. Saturday, 7 o'clock, free show. Got all of our stars coming. They got a ring set up, Country Boy beer. Bring your family. I mean, when are you going to get to see OVW free? Right out here. Dan Glass got it set up, and we're going to be ready to rock.
Come to KS Bar, do your pregame, and then go down there. It could be a five. I mean, I think the weather's going to be perfect for you guys.
It's supposed to be good?
Yeah.
You should come out. Say hi to your guy. See how Shira's doing.
He and I are tight now. We're tight.
Do you know his name? What's his last name?
Mahabali Shira.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, they're boys.
He's been
at the pool parties, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, was he going to come to a pool party?
Oh, yeah. He gave me one of his shirts.
You know, we're planning our KSR 15th anniversary party, and it's going to be a heck of an interaction of people. You're going to have some politicians, some wrestlers, some KSR people, UK people. Vince Mero, meet Mr. Pectacular.
One of the last anniversary parties, man, that was a grand opening. Steve Zahn was here.
Steve Zahn will come.
I think if he comes this time.
I went
we should get his double for this party.
You know, His devil can stay home. It's okay. You know, I went through the email list because we're trying to figure out who to invite.
Yeah.
And we basically went through the list from the grand opening. And some people we took off. You know, we got new people in our lives.
Sure.
Some people, I kind of had the view, if I haven't talked to you since the last party, it's probably not worth coming to this party.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.
I tell you a name that surprisingly got cut. You know, who was on the invitation list. Who can guess the person that was the first cut that was on the invitation list for the grand opening?
I know.
Shannon, before you write.
Oh, I already know for sure.
Shannon, do you know before he says?
No.
Ryan, what's the answer?
Amy McGrath.
Amy McGrath got cut.
You know, I have a picture of me, Steve Zahn, and Amy McGrath. And I just thought we were the three best friends that anyone could have.
I don't remember her being at the last one.
She was there.
Yeah.
Right before she put the knife in Matt's back is when she was here.
That's right. She was there. She's not getting an invite to this one.
Surprisingly.
It's too bad.
Yeah.
Charles Booker will take her invite.
Charles Booker. Yes.
So we went through that last night. Some good memories of the folks who came last time. But yeah, Steve Zahn was at the last one.
That doesn't even seem like the restaurant's been open for 3 years.
It's been open 3 years.
3 year anniversary
KSR,
coming up.
We're celebrating our 15th. It's actually our 16th anniversary. It was during COVID last year. 16 years.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
When you used to come in, your shirt tail out, bangs hanging
That's
in your face.
That's always say that.
You got a backpack hanging on your shoulder.
He always leads with that. Like, he always acts like I was just some... Well, that's degenerate.
Most people were dressed nicely, you know, khakis.
They weren't.
Yeah.
I wasn't there, but I've seen it since, and I don't believe there are a lot of dapper
dressed.
People
I mean,
walking
you're,
around.
You people were
Larry
not
Vaughn
dressed.
Used to come in a tux. You come walking with your shirt tail out.
I know one person wasn't dressed up, you.
Oh, definitely when I went to those.
I saw Brandon Wright the other day. He was on, what was he on? Because I was thinking about, you know, the first radio show I ever did was UJ Billis and Brandon Wright.
Uh-huh.
And I saw Brandon Wright, and I was like, man, there's a memory from the past.
Yeah.
Where did I see him? I've been watching a lot of the tournament. Have you ever watched that?
Oh, is he playing in that?
I don't know if that's where I saw him. I saw him somewhere. But anyway, UJ Billis and Brandon Wright, the first three.
The first games. KSR podcast radio show. What an honor.
It was.
Somebody had to cancel that day, Drew, and he called me at the last minute. I think it's what it was.
Probably Cutler.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I knew I had big guests with Billis and Brandon Wright, and I just had to fill it up with somebody else. So I was like, why not Ryan Lemon? One person writes, Matt, how about this for pods? Georgia, Florida, Alabama, Auburn in one, Kentucky, Tennessee, South Carolina, Vandy in the other.
I love it, but I don't think it's happening.
I don't think they're going to do that.
Fans are wishful and hopeful, but that ain't going to happen.
That's not very balanced, I wouldn't think, Drew.
I would sign up for that right now. I would drive to Texas and help them move to the SEC if I knew that was our pod.
What if they just gave us Auburn in our pod instead of
South Carolina? Well, I mean, that's
what some
people believe, is that they'll put Auburn with us, Oklahoma and Texas on the other side.
Yeah. I guess that could be a scenario where
But then, I mean, are you going to split up Auburn and Alabama? That's the question.
I don't see them doing that.
Would they, like, what a rivalry game?
Well, the
game?
Problem is, if you did that, Alabama would lose their game with Tennessee because their rivalry game would have to be Auburn.
Yeah.
I don't think the Iron Bowl will get broken up in any scenario. Whether they have to add them as a permanent rival from a different group, but that game will continue forever.
I think the most likely scenario, I've been reading a lot about it during the breaks, are the four pods. And I think if you were going to make me bet, I think us, South Carolina, Florida, Georgia is how this is going to play out.
So where are we just on the confidence this is for sure happening? Are we at like 90%? I know Sankey and everyone has had chances to deny it, and they haven't.
I'm going to put it at 75% because I still think they could use us for leverage to go do something else. So I'm going to say 75%, but I think it's more likely than not.
Yeah, I do too. But the fact that it did kind of come out, nobody, like Drew said, denied it. Leads me to believe, like, maybe it's already a done deal. They just got to...
Yeah, there was many opportunities yesterday to kind of quiet this.
You did have Texas A&M's AD saying something to the effect of, we're going to do what we need to do to protect us, which acted like he still thought there was something he could fight.
I guess there still has to be that vote you're talking about.
Yeah, so I don't think it's a done deal. I wouldn't say that.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Who's up next?
Luke.
Hey, we're on the air. I can't. We'll come in a minute. You're good. Go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead, Luke.
Hey, guys. First time, long time.
Hoo-ah!
So I've got a little bit of a predicament, and I was calling in to get the expert's advice on it.
All right, go for it.
A couple years ago, when Kentucky ended the streak against Florida, my girlfriend had me go to a wedding, which I was very much against, and I ended up having to watch the first half of the game on my phone and then listen to it on the radio. So whenever that they actually won the game, I kind of feel like that I was robbed of getting to enjoy, you know, all the excitement of being able to watch the game and to get to experience that. And so this year for the Florida game, my brother, my dad, and I have tickets to go to the game, and I just found out this past weekend that my girlfriend has another wedding that she wants me to attend on that day. And I told her that it's not likely going to happen, that I'm going to go to the wedding, and she's kind of raising a big fuss about it and saying, you know, kind of giving me a little bit of an ultimatum. So I was going to get your all's advice to see if it was worth it to
so
go to
the game. So it's an ultimatum.
Screw it.
It's an ultimatum that if you skip the wedding to watch the game, you're done?
Right.
Well, I mean, the $64,000 question is how much do you care about this person? I mean, if it's like the love of your life and you're going to get married.
I'm calling into a radio show to get advice. So,
well, there you go. That's a fair point. First of all, I think when people give you ultimatums about things that are not that serious, it's not a good sign just in general. Like, if you're going to give an ultimatum, it better be like a serious make or break. And a friend's wedding, Drew, I would feel like is not a serious make. Now, if it was like her sister, or if it was, you know, or parent, I mean, it's a different thing. But if it's like a friend, to me, an ultimatum, similarly, if he had given an ultimatum, I think that wouldn't be a good sign either. But I don't think that's a good sign.
Yeah, and how close is this friend? Like, this past Saturday, I had to leave the Barbasol and drive to Toledo, Ohio for one of Abby's weddings. And I wouldn't do that for just a random person, but it was a childhood friend and like a reunion of friends. I never see them. They don't really know me. So I felt like I had to go to that. But if it was just a wedding, like, you know, friends getting married in Lexington, I would have said, yeah, go have fun. So kind of also depends on how important this wedding is, too. But
for me, it's less of an issue of what you decide to do. You're going to do what you do. I think the ultimatum, Ryan, makes me more worried about the relationship long term anyway. If she's willing to throw away this relationship because you want to go to a football game, then how much does Ryan the relationship mean to her?
Very true. Here's what I think the guy should take into consideration. If you blow off the football game to go to the wedding, you've now got one up on her. You put that in your back pocket.
He already did that last year and it didn't help him.
Or she just knows she can get away with it again.
Well, she put the ultimatum out there now, like, okay, I'll do this for you. But when my boys want to go golf for a week down at Hilton Head, I'm going. You know, I think you save it.
I don't know if he's got that in him. He's already done this once, and this is the second time.
Yeah.
It is a red flag.
Yeah. So Hold on.
Did we say the game? Did I miss that part?
Florida.
Oh, yeah. See you at the game.
At home.
Yeah. I think I'm concerned about these ultimatums, so I think it's not a good sign, my friend.
Especially playing to go 5-0.
Appreciate the call. Not seeing break up.
Yeah. All at TS Bar before the game.
All right, thank you very much.
We'll have a beer.
I hope he does.
I hope we didn't end a relationship there, but it's a Florida game.
Yeah, and like again, I mean, now if it was a great friend.
And the Chattanooga game, you meet in the middle.
Yeah.
But this is Florida, especially for 4-0.
Oh, yes.
I mean, we talk about what a good environment Missouri's going to be. If we're 4-0 playing Florida here on a Saturday night,
rocking.
I'm not sure how many times we will have had better environments.
Uh-huh. That'll be super fun.
I mean, the game day Florida game, the LSU number one game, that 07 produced, in my opinion, three of the best atmospheres we've ever had.
Uh-huh.
Certainly pregame. The Louisville game,
yeah.
Then the Florida and the LSU. But this one this year, if we're 4-0, this one will be up there.
Yeah, because people have been dying to get out anyway, and they're going to.
Yeah, you didn't even think about that. I mean, people just ready to get out of their house.
Yeah.
I think you should hit her with the counter ultimatum that says, if you go to the wedding and not the Florida game, I break up with you.
That's a lot of ultimatums. I just got a text. Tyler Hero was called into a meeting with the Miami Heat. And
hope they're not trading him right
well,
now.
Well, the Miami Heat can wait because he has plans.
He has an ultimatum. So hopefully he will be out of the meeting. If not, he promises he will do it tomorrow. So we will know when we return. 502-571-1080. This is Kentucky Sports Radio.
More of the KSR Blue Lights across the Bluegrass County by County virtual tour presented by the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety after this. To talk to Matt Jones and the crew, call the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line at 502-571-1080 or 1-877-904-1080.
If it's in Kentucky, it's on Kentucky Sports Radio on Talk Radio 1080.
I'm upset with these Miami Heat. They could have met any time. Why do they have to do it right now? But I guess they pay his check, so
they can kind of do whatever
they want. So hopefully if he gets done during the segment, we will. If not, we will do it tomorrow. He's having a camp that he wants to tell us about, I think, which is going to be next week. And hopefully when he comes in for the camp, he's going to come join us here at the bar one day next week.
Well, that'd be cool. Have him here.
So that'd be nice.
When he came in after the season, him and Keldon Johnson both came in at the same time?
Yep.
They did?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And we did a signing with – Tyler did it by himself, right? Mm-hmm. Did we do a Keldon signing?
Yeah, did a Keldon signing, too.
We did a PJ
I was there for
signing.
Both of them.
Yes.
PJ.
Yeah, those were all good.
We were robbed. The class we got robbed of was Quickly, Richards, all those guys we weren't able to.
I hope Quickly comes into town. I bet he could get – we could get a crowd for him here.
Absolutely.
We may be doing week before the season starts a Tyler Ulis signing we may do.
Yeah, he's still around, hanging around town here right now.
So we will let folks know. 502-571-1080. One person writes, Matt, I'm excited to play Oklahoma. I feel like that's a team we would never play in any other circumstance, and I think it'll be fun. That's true. We would never play them.
No.
Well, my first thought when this news came out was my brain went to, that's a Stoops rivalry. I know Bob's not there anymore, but Bob is the big legend at Oklahoma, so you get a little Stoops versus Stoops.
Oklahoma State and Texas Tech are the big losers in this. Because not only are they not along for the ride, they're not very attractive by themselves.
Yeah, they'll just end up where they
They're going to end up probably in the Pac-12. And, you know, hey, folks at Texas Tech, get ready for that road trip to Pullman, Washington to play Washington State. I'm not sure that'll be very exciting for them.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of pool Oklahoma State would have, but I'm sure they're doing everything they can to keep Oklahoma from leaving. I don't know if the government can get
involved.
I don't know how they can do that, but they will be fighting with Texas A&M to keep this from happening.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, Texas A&M is probably fighting as hard as they can.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think if something happened in Kentucky and Louisville, let's just say we were in the same conference, and a power conference wanted Kentucky and not Louisville, I don't think Louisville would have the ability to keep us out.
No. They'd try to fight it, though.
Like, I don't think Texas Tech will be able to keep Texas out. But Oklahoma State might have that authority in Oklahoma. We'll see.
You see, Dave Baker sent us that tweet, and he said Texas and A&M was told by the side of the conference they would be the only Texas school allowed in the SEC when they came in.
Yeah, but what are they going to do? Are they going to leave? I mean, like, life is all about leverage. I mean, if we told them that and then we go back on it, that sucks. But what are they going to do about it?
And they were told that 12, 13 years ago.
I mean, they were probably told that by people who aren't even there anymore.
Yeah, and they're not going to leave the SEC. Get mad.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, like, there comes a point. I have conversations a lot with people about the word leverage. I've probably said the word leverage to Shannon 1,000 times over the years. Because ultimately, the question of whether or not you can do something is always a question of leverage.
Yeah.
I mean, and sometimes that leverage is contractual, and sometimes it's just, but what's A&M going? I mean, if A&M says, you know what, we're leaving, then the SEC will go, all right, bye.
We got room for one more.
Else. You know, I mean, I don't think that's going to matter.
Yeah. Just, it sounds to me like they'll definitely, the presidents are meeting in Birmingham today, I saw.
So, are they?
Yeah.
So what do you think Eli Capiluto is going to say about all this?
I think everybody's for it, just for the money. Get that Texas money coming in.
It'll be a lot of money.
Yeah.
And the new SEC TV deal, when does that start? It's still a couple years away, right? But it's just going to be on ESPN. Like, we're losing CBS.
Yeah.
We've got like two or three more years with CBS, and then everything's ESPN.
Yeah. ESPN, ABC, Disney.
Yeah, so we'll never – there'll be no more CBS games for us from now on. Who's next?
Let's go to Micah.
Micah, how are you, Micah?
I'm doing all right. I was going to say, I've got a couple things to say real quick, but I was wondering what Will from South Carolina thinks about the whole Texas coming into the conference thing with him being at Texas A&M and all.
If he's smart, he won't say a word. we'll see if he stays to that, but go ahead.
But I was also going to say, have y'all heard about in the Olympic Village, apparently they're putting in cardboard anti-fornication beds.
I've seen these.
Yeah. I saw that. What do you think of that, Drew?
I mean, to make LeBron James sleep on a cardboard bed,
I bet they get in hotels.
I don't think they do, but it apparently it holds just enough for one person, and if you try to do any funny business, you're going to the floor.
That's my point. If you're going to want to do it with somebody, you can go on the floor. You don't have to go in the bed.
Thank you, Ryan.
Is that
also,
what you can do, Ryan?
That ain't going to stop two people from doing the wild thing if they want to do the wild thing.
There's other options.
They say it's a recycling component while they're doing it, but I think it's a weight limit on the beds since the people tend to get together at these events.
Yeah, apparently the Olympic Village is quite the, you know, foray of happiness.
So they're trying to put the clamp down on it?
Well, they probably don't want. I mean, it's probably for COVID.
Oh,
reasons.
Of course, it's for COVID. Yeah.
You know, their goal is to not
keep two people in the same bed.
Yeah.
All right, we're just gonna go to the floor.
Thank you, Doctor.
Oh, the shower
wasn't me.
Okay, all right, that's fine. Right. Who's next?
Taylor,
go ahead, Taylor. Taylor.
This is Chiwoo.
Oh,
Chiwoo, go ahead.
All right. So my question, really, real quick, is regarding the name and likeness. So what if you're a high school kid and you have, let's say, like, you know, some kind of, you know, computer repair business. When you get to college and you sign a scholarship or you walk on whatever, do you get to keep that? And do you
yes
promote
now
that
you do
one? Yeah,
now you do. I don't know if you saw Mikey Williams, a high school basketball player, just signed a deal to start getting endorsements as a high school player, and he will now be able to have those while he's in high school and still be eligible for college.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Why would you sign a national letter of intent if you're, let's say, you're an eighth guy on the roster type of, you know, Johnny Juzang, let's say, or last year, you know, our guy. Let's say you make enough money to say next year I'm paying my own way. That way I can transfer anytime I want to.
But you can transfer anytime you want to now. So, I mean, I think
how long is that rule going to be in place, though? Is that a permanent rule?
I think that's the kind of thing they're not going to be able to change.
Yeah.
That's one of those things that once you open that door, you can't close it.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking, too, is like, you know, why would I, you know, if I'm Brandon Knight and I sign financial papers knowing I'm going to get X amount of money, why would I sign a national letter of intent?
Well, I don't think the national letter of intent, I mean, I appreciate the call. That whole era is over. Like, honestly, even if kids sign national letters of intent, schools are not going to be able to hold them to it anymore. I mean, like, the public sentiment has changed now. And if you sign a national letter of intent, you're still allowed to transfer now. So you'll just transfer. I mean, the days, people are going to be able to do whatever they want. And to be honest with you, I know I see people say, well, college sports not going to be the same. And maybe on some level they won't. But you know what? This is how it should be. We should have freedom. You should be able to go to college where you want. You should be able to make money. Like, the people I see that are the most against it are always the people that have the American flag and, like, freedom and America, love it, like, in their thing. Like, if you love all those things, then you've got to be for this. That people have got to be able to do what they want to do, right?
Yeah, and I completely agree. And this Mikey Williams that he mentioned, it's supposed to be worth millions. And that's a guy in Reed Shepard's class, and he's kind of proven I can be in high school and start this. I wonder if Reed's not going to get millions, but if Reed will start getting some.
Well, the KHSAA, though, has to make a decision.
Yeah, that will have to. But I mean, if everyone else is doing it.
But to me, the cow's out of the barn. None of this stuff's going to change. And the question is, who's going to adapt first? I saw Lane Kiffin say this. Lane Kiffin said, in 5 years, we're going to all know what to do. The question's going to be, in these 5 years, who figures it out first?
Uh-huh.
And that's it. Analytics is a perfect example. The coaches that figured it out got a head start. Now everybody knows it, but they didn't at first. Okay, same thing with this. The colleges that figure it out first will succeed, and that's why Mitch has got to get on board, because it's happening whether he likes it or not. The question is just, are we going to be good at it before everybody else is good? We'll see you tomorrow. This is Ben.
I saw a werewolf with a Chinese menu in his hand.